Hi, Ragini here, and welcome to Module 4, Part 5, Your Faith and the Larger Living System. One of my most favorite topics, as you well know if you've read my book, Unflappable. So, you got any faith? First question. Purpose and meaning require faith. And faith revolves around, you guessed it, certain interdependent polar pairs, like trust versus doubt. Truth versus lies, perfect versus flawed. The thing about faith, secure versus risky. In a book by Miguel Ruiz, I can't remember which one of the books it was. I think it was The Voice of Knowledge. He talked about faith being something that you were born with. And he talked about what is faith. Well, if you're born with faith, it's important to know what it is. Well, it's something that holds the power of creation within it, right? And I have found this to be a very useful way to look at faith. First of all, you're born with it, and faith has the power to create things for you. It's a very helpful understanding. So what is faith exactly? Well, it's the result of an agreement. To believe in something without a doubt. And this belief, this faith that you put in something, makes it true for you. This is the power of creation, even if what you put your faith in is really a lie. For example, how many times have you been told certain things about yourself that made you feel like a bad person or incapable or stupid? And you know now in your life that none of those were ever the truth about you. But the question is, did you believe it and put your faith into it? And remember, faith, according to Miguel Ruiz, who is a mystic, a modern-day mystic, which you can find out if you want to Google him, all right, read some of his books because they're very good. You're born with it, so you have to put it somewhere. Where do you put it? You put it in truth or you put it in lies? And of course, as children, you're probably going to put it in whatever you've been taught to believe is the truth. So the question is, discover where you've placed your faith and explore what it is that you trust, because faith has power and it will create what you have put your trust in. So start with yourself. Do you have faith that you're good enough? Do you have faith that you're lacking? Right? This is an important thing to understand. Your faith is powerful. I often thought I didn't have any. When I ran across the concept that I was born with faith and that all I had done was put it in the wrong thing, wow, that was really an awakening. I went, could that be true? Could it really be true? You are enough as you are, perfect, or you are not enough as you are, flawed. Well, if you look at your own experience, if it's anything like mine, I definitely felt that I was not enough. And I was always conscious of how other people were perceiving me. And if that wasn't the issue, I was conscious of how I was perceiving myself. And it was never that I was enough or perfect. It was always that I was not enough. Well, my faith had been placed in that concept, as most of our faiths are placed in that idea that we're just not enough. And it doesn't matter what you follow that up with, not beautiful enough, strong enough, happy enough, rich enough, smart enough, doesn't matter. Could a bigger picture truth be that you are both enough and not enough? This would be a completely new kind of shoe to fill instead of the old kind of shoe. There's always going to be a shoe to fill. The question is, what is that shoe? So you have faith in what kind of a universe? Is it a friendly universe? Is it out to get you? Is it indifferent? Now, I'm using the word universe here, but in some ways, it's you have faith in what kind of God, in what kind of larger living system, in our world. Is it a friendly world? Is it out to get you, or is it indifferent? How you answer this question at the higher level determines your unconscious cosmology. That is, the idea of how the universe functions operating at your unconscious level. It doesn't matter what you think about consciously. We're looking at what your unconscious mind is causing you to perceive most of the time. Your answers to these questions will reveal the core issues at the root of your dilemmas. And you will recognize that there are interdependent polar pairs, which we mentioned earlier, in the context of faith. So which ones relate to you? And this is where you're going to go searching and see how these interdependent polar pairs are or are not playing out at the unconscious level in your cosmology. Now, I had a long argument with a lady once about God and the devil and holy and evil, saying that they were polarizing terms, which of course they are. But she fed back that almost all of us are raised in a society where these concepts, these ideas, are held as true. And even if you don't believe them, you will run consciously. You probably were exposed to them as children, and they have had their impact on your unconscious cosmology. So take a look, do a little exploring, do a little bit of inquiry. The flow of life moves you back and forth between each of these polar opposites, but each swing offers you new insights and understandings if you're there ready to look at them and get the learning that is there for you. Some of this has to do with faith. Is your faith freeing you to believe that you're capable, that you're perfect as you are at one level, and that you are lovable, even though you have lots of things to change in your personality and even in the way that you live your life on a daily basis? Or is your faith creating a prison, causing you to believe that you're inept, whether you feel it consciously or not, what's happening at the unconscious level? Creating the notion that you're flawed, feeling that you're unlovable. Now, almost everyone I know has these functioning. So find them in yourself to see if for yourself they are, in fact, functioning and causing some difficulty for you in where you put your faith. The practice, from our point of view in this training, is to find out where your faith is and then move it to notions that free you. And this requires the movement of your attention, of moving from one viewpoint to another. This all falls together in a certain way to help bring you to a new understanding of yourself and your role in this life journey that you're on. So the practice is to move your faith to notions that make you freer. See the little moving cart? You're just moving it. Learn the value of doubt and skepticism. They have a value. And if you've done your mapping out of things, do one on trust and doubt and the context of faith and see where these things have some value. Learn the value of trust and feeling foolish. Oh my goodness, the fear of feeling foolish kept me so long from being free to imbibe the benefits of trust. I just thought they were Pollyanna-y and were just going to make me look so dumb for the modern skeptical mind. It was a great leap to be able to value feeling foolish because it opened the door to the benefits of trusting and having greater faith at a deeper level. So what notions are helpful? This is a decision that you have to make, and these are just some operating suggestions from the Mystic's Map. The universe is friendly rather than out to get you are indifferent. The universe is friendly is a more helpful notion. The other notion is that you have a dual identity. And if you go back to Module 1, Video 1, I think it is on, The Psychology of the Mystics, you'll understand that there were 7 differences there, and we're working with weaving all of them into this work. And one of them is understanding that you have a dual identity, both human and divine. You are ultimately, from the mystical perspective, using your mystic's eye, an extension of the divine in hiding. How do you like that? Ultimately, you are, whatever you call it, a child of God, Christ consciousness, soul, mystery, the fourth, Buddha nature, unconditional love. It doesn't matter what you call it. Who's it hiding from? Well, I guess since we can't see it, maybe us. All right? And when you can see it, you start to know, oh my goodness, there's a reality beyond duality, beyond my personality and ego. So, make a list. What would you like to believe about yourself and God or the universe? Start looking for interdependent polar pairs and see if you're polarized towards any of them or frightened of the opposite. Are you for one against the other? Do you need to depolarize? Do you need to neutralize? Do you need to get some distance before you can even answer these questions? And once you've done that, where do you go next? What do you do after you've got those notions and you see what you want? Well, you go to your felt connection to the larger living system. Remember, we're talking about faith here. We're talking about having faith and bringing it down into your body so you actually can feel the reality of a larger living system. And notice that this dude is not floating off up in there unconnected to his human self down there on the ground. No, they are connected. And there's that flow of information between dimensions. This felt connection is essential. It's comforting. And it is powerful. It evokes the courage that you need to keep moving on, to go out and manifest what is yours to do. It evokes inner peace. A sense of clarity comes much more easily. You find guidance is readily available to you, and you start to move in the land where there is a different brand of happiness that then leads you into happiness for no reason at all. It's pretty darn cool. Okay, here's your homework for this part. What is faith? It's good that you know what it is, so your mind has some idea what you're working with. Do you know what you have put your faith in? Would you like to put your faith in different notions that are more helpful to you? What would those notions be, should you be able to contemplate this? And can you shift your faith from where it's placed to where you'd like it to be? How can you accomplish this? Okay, have fun answering these questions, and I will see you in the next and last video. Much love.